One type of tool will require much more focal point involvement, both initially and over time. These are the tools used for predefined impact areas, or locations with a known risk which have been encoded in advance. In particular, two IOC tools, one for dam or levee breaks, and another for burn scar flash flood products, depend on a pre-populated map table and utility files to allow any selection in their initial dialogues. In fact, the intensive configuration we're referring to will be in populating these supporting pieces and not to the code itself, which is ready to work as soon as backend data has been made available. The specific maps table is called Hazard Services Area and is previewed here. This single table is intended to store all predefined areas, whether dam, burn scar, or even some custom type, and a type column is provided to differentiate each group. In addition, each tool will have its own file for additional metadata saved under the Utilities folder of Hazard Services, which allows for predetermined location information, scenario texts, and more to be saved and called on by the tool for attributing to the hazard event and populating the HID. The easiest way to create the records and files referred to here is if offices already have this data in WarnGen. Conversion scripts are provided with Hazard Services, whose use is documented in the linked job sheet, for migrating data from old velocity and XML files to the new structure. In addition, the same scripts and job sheets may be used for new records to import shape files or to add additional information. After their initial setup, focal points should plan to maintain this table and files with up-to-date information to be best prepared to call on them during events.